survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, everybody. Hello, welcome to Family Feud. Tonight we've got two brand new families playing for a chance to win $10,000 and maybe a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. And all they have to do is peer into the minds of 100 random strangers. Easy. The Toomies won the car last night. So let's meet our two brand new families. First up, would you please welcome the Alessi family. Hi, Jess. Great to have you with us tonight. Would you introduce us to your team?
Yes. Got my sister, Danny, my sister, Mel, and cousin, Melina, on the end.
Lovely to have you guys on board. And ready to take them on tonight, let's hear it for the Kasarchik family. Hey, friend.
How you going?
Looks like a small child ran across our keyboard back there. Kasarchik?
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
First person in history.
Just let us know who's on board your team tonight.
Sure. My youngest daughter, Jasmine, yes. And her sister, Jade, and Jade's partner, Baden.
Hey, Baden. Welcome along, guys. Team captains, round one, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that other countries admire about Australia. Jess.
The friendly people.
They are friendly. Australians. Can you beat it, Fred?
Freedom.
Freedom. Pass or play, Jess?
Play.
Begin or play. Name something that other countries admire about Australia.
Our animals.
Our animals are pretty cool. Nice. How are you, Mel?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Something the other countries admire about Australia.
Our weather.
Our weather is always admired. Nice. Great job. Name something that other countries admire about Australia.
Our landscape.
Our landscape is sensational. It's sun-kissed and delicious, isn't it, Jess?
It is.
This wonderful place of ours. What about something other countries admire about it?
I'd say our beaches.
Our beaches are top-notch. Yeah, they are. Nice opening game so far. What do you reckon? Got another one?
Jess, thank you, Captain. Stole my answer. That's okay.
Jess.
That's okay.
Ouch.
Okay, I'll just say, like our city.
They love our cities.
Mm-hmm.
First strike, that's okay. It's only early days. Mel?
The safety of Australia? Like we're quite a safe
place
country.
To get around.
Yeah. Perhaps, I hope.
It's two strikes. The Kasarchiks can steal. Melina, stop them.
I'm leaning towards. Beef, cattle.
Our wonderful steak?
Yes.
Or the animal steak. As a whole still living in the paddock chewing grass?
No, maybe steak.
Maybe the end product of that wonderful animal after it's chewed its grass in the paddock.
Yeah.
Steak! 3 strikes, good try. Righto. Baden, what would you say?
I would have to say our tourist attractions.
Yeah.
Israel.
Nice. Jade.
Perhaps AFL, football?
Yeah, cool. Jasmine?
Yeah, just sport in general.
Sport in general. Fred, you're the boss. Take one of those options or your own for the steal.
Good answers, Grant, but I was thinking along the lines of sports as well, so probably our sportsman.
You reckon that's a stronger one?
I think so.
For the steal, give me sports on the board. No! First points go to the Alessi family. And there's a happy cheer. Remaining answers. 8.
Accent.
Our accent.
Kangaroos!
Of course they are! Righto, so it's 0 points over there to 59. The Alessis have it right now, and it's the family who wins tonight could go on to take home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco-drive support. Delicious. Now, here's a question for everybody playing along at home or at the top. Answer to this one. Name something woolly. The answer when we come back right here on Family Feud. See you in a sec. Welcome back to Family Feud, where two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name something woolly, and the top answer was...
Sheep!
Who said wool? That was the worst try ever. Ba-ba! That's the sound effect. There's a sheep. Danny, Jasmine, let's play! We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with an egg. Jasmine.
Chicken.
Chicken. Top answer, pass or play? Now, it says Mel.
Yes.
But you're a Melina too, aren't you?
I am.
So there's a Melina, a Melina.
But we didn't want to confuse the situation.
Is there any more Melinas in the family?
There certainly is.
There's another one?
There was three of us called after our nonna, our grandmother, Melina.
Yeah, right.
So each brother started off with a Melina Alessi. So at family functions, there'd be big Melina, medium or middle Melina and little Melina.
Or fun size,
yes,
as I like to call myself. Name something that you associate with an egg.
Who, me?
Yeah. Well, Melina won.
Me. An omelette.
An omelette's not bad. Good job. Melina 2.
I'm going to say breakfast.
Breakfast is not bad. Love it. Mm. Yep. So, Jess, you would like to relive giving birth to kids.
Now, my kids.
So why would you want to relive that?
Two best days of my life and, yeah, just gorgeous.
So you wouldn't change it for quids?
Oh, change it slightly. But the end result is beautiful.
How old are they now?
3 and 7 months.
Oh, magic! Yeah, what a great time. All right, something you associate with an egg.
I'm going to say scrambled.
Let's have a look. Nice. What do you reckon?
Lovely time of the year. Let's say Easter.
Easter? Good answer.
Oh. First try.
Oh, it's okay. I cry. Mel.
I'm leaning towards souffle.
Oh, yeah.
Souffle.
Difficult. Souffle. Oh, second strike. You guys don't like that sound, do you?
No.
Righto. The Kasarchik family could steal, so they're having a think. Melina, it's down to you. Name something you associate with an egg.
Toast.
Egg on toast.
Yeah.
Love it. Yes. It's free to go, Jess.
Okay. I'm going along the same lines as my previous answer and I'm going to say fried.
Fried eggs?
Yep.
Yes. That's three strikes, I'm afraid. Righto, Baden.
Boiled.
Boiled. Jade.
Yolk.
Excellent. Yasmin.
Eggshell.
And Fred, you're the boss. One of those or your own for the steal.
I'm torn between the two girls, Grant. I will go yolk.
You're going to go yolk to get you guys your first points in the game. Let's do it with yolk. Yeah! Nice play, everybody. Remaining answers.
Boiled.
Or bacon goes with eggs. What a perfect happy family. 59 to 66. It's a close one. Right now, double points time. So Mel and Jade, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something people dream about.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologise for hitting
romance.
The button. That's part of the game.
Me, sorry.
Yep.
Romance.
Romance it is. Good. Not the top answer, Jade.
Nightmares, horror.
Let's see some nightmares on the board. That sound is a nightmare. Pass or play?
Pass. Play? Pass. Pass.
Pass. Okay, you guys are going to play. What do you do, Baden?
PE teacher. Great.
Oh, cool. You get all the good jobs.
Yeah.
You can take the kids out of school and stuff and go on cool excursions.
Going heaps of camps. Going on one in a couple of weeks up to Mount Buller.
So. Cool. And they always well behave? Like, does it ever go astray?
Every now and again, ever so slightly. Yeah. But you squish it out of the kids pretty quick.
Yeah. Does it ever go wrong for you?
Oh, no, we don't. Yes, yes, it has gone wrong for me a couple of times.
What, for instance, might happen, Baden?
I have lost my pants on camp.
Lost?
your pants, you might kind of want to explain yourself to the entire country who's going, hey, what?
So I was picking up a group of kids from Joanna Beach. I got dumped by a big wave and had to rescue myself rather than my pants. My pants left me and then I was left stranded nude on a beach.
With all your kids going, this is awesome, teacher! Well, great job!
They were walking down the beach and I had to make a mad dash to the bus to get my towel. So I drove back from Joanna Beach back to Melbourne in a towel. With a group of 22 kids in the back.
Are they still lolling about it today?
Well, Ted didn't fall off, which was good.
It's a long drive too.
Yeah, I know. Couldn't stop and get drive through or anything. I just had to keep on going.
And what was the important lesson of the day?
Oh, keep your pants on.
Yeah.
Name something people dream about, mate.
Winning in sport.
Ah, cool. Like a visualisation dreaming.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. Fred.
Grant.
Something people dream about.
Falling.
Oh, and then you couldn't wake up like that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, if you don't wake up, you're dead.
I've heard that.
That's a really bad outcome. That was a bit heavy, that story, Fred, wasn't it? Didn't even work
definitely
for us. Jasmine.
I'm going to go on the same as what you said before with horror and maybe say death.
You like, dream about death.
I've had some people die in my dream.
Really? Yeah. You're not dreaming about anybody in your family, I hope.
Apparently it says that you're going to live longer if someone dreams about you. Dying.
Really?
Yeah.
So it has the opposite effect.
Yeah, apparently. Well, that's what I've heard.
Let's see if it works for you right now. Let's see. Melina.
Winning Test Lotto.
Nice. Mel.
Holidays.
Excellent.
Getting married.
Lovely. Jess, wonderful options. But you're the boss. Go with one of those or your own.
I was also thinking it, so I'm going to say winning money.
Okay.
In some form.
Makes a lot of sense. Is it on the board? Money on the board and money on the mind right now. Takes him to the lead at 115. Number six.
Flying.
People.
Holidays.
You guys had that too.
Money.
Looking pretty good. You guys are on the right track right now. Well played. The score is 115 to 66. Both teams playing beautifully tonight. Look, would you like to play at home? Well, head to 10 Play and you can catch all the highlights from the show and also the fun bits that also don't quite make it into our on-air show. And you can also play along at home with the official Family Feud game. It's all there. Head to 10 Play and the details you need are right in front of you. It's triple points time and we come back right here on Family Feud. Don't go anywhere. On 66 right now. The Alessis are on 115 and currently lead. It's the family. It gets to 300 points right now, though. Could win the $10,000. We're playing for triple points. It's still anybody's. Give me Melina. Give me Baden. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with the word Rocky. Melina.
Mountains.
Rocky Mountains. Rocky Mountain High. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play.
We're going to play.
They're going to play. Name something you associate with the word Rocky.
I'm going to say Sylvester Stallone.
Great choice. Gunny.
Correct.
How about you?
Yummy, yummy. I'm going to go for Rocky Road.
Rocky Road's cool. Yeah. Nice. Hello to everybody. Dara Lee. Mel.
I'm leaning towards something, characters, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I used to love that cartoon.
Me too.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. That trick never works.
That one.
Shouldn't have said
much.
That. Melina.
I'm leaning towards ice cream. Rocky Road ice cream?
Let's see. Second strike. These guys can steal it back from you now, so they're going to have to think of an option. Jess.
All right. All I have is Rocky Horror Show.
The Rocky Horror Show. Is it on the board? Yeah. There it is. You guys are still in the game here. Something you associate with the word Rocky, Danny.
Okay, keeping with the theme of Sylvester Stallone, I'm going to go, like, boxing, fighting.
Fighting or boxing?
Yes.
the character, Rocky Balboa, was that his name?
It's Rocky Balboa.
Oh, Balboa.
But that's OK, I'll let you off the hook.
Thank you.
You want to go with that as your answer?
Yes, please.
Let's see if it's on the board.
OK.
Three strikes, I'm afraid. Kasachik, Spaden.
Maybe Apollo Creed? It's his nemesis, maybe?
Apollo Creed. Oh, you're getting right deep into the film now. Hey, I know you're talking about Apollo Creed. He was tough. He was tough. Jade.
Maybe movie.
Movie's good. Jasmine.
Yeah, I think maybe movie as well.
Fred. A pivotal moment in this competition. Triple point round. You currently trail. Three left on the board. You only need one of them. Is it one of those? Or have you got something up there?
I'm torn between Jade's movie and Marciano. I'm going to go movie.
You're going to go movie for the win?
Hopefully.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Does it get you guys over the line? Is movie on the board? Yeah! Sanchez, do it! Nice work! Takes it to 288 versus 115, which means no team has reached 300 points. Remaining answers on the board first, though, are seven.
Ross.
Yeah, when he gets to the top of the stairs, yeah.
What a great movie, I love that movie. Sudden death time. Team captains to the podium, please.
Good luck again.
There is only one answer on the board here and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something you need a license for.
To drive a car.
Fred says to drive a car. Is that the top answer for the win? Yeah, it is! We got some brand new family champions! The guitar checks have done it, which means it's goodbye to you guys. Jess, Danny, Elle, Melinda. We've shared stories, we've laughed, we've had fun, and you won't be going home empty-handed either. We'll give you a gift card for $1,000. It's a Wish gift card to be shared between you, and the card can be redeemed at Woolies Supermarkets, Masters Home Improvement, Big W and other participating stores. So that's all right.
That's good. Thank you.
Alessi family, everybody. Glad to have you guys on. Righto, who's playing Fast Money? Fred's doing it. Bait and the two boys. Ooh. Nice. This is fun. Congratulations.
Thank
you. Excited?
Thank you. Yeah, I feel a bit sorry for the girls over there. Thanks.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Righto, Baden, you're back there in our soundproof booth. And Fred, you and I are going to shoot for $10,000 next in the Fast Money round right here on Family Feud. Nice work.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
So far, now it's time to shoot for some money. It's Fast Money time here in the feud, so let's see if the Kasachek family can win some cash right now. If you and Bay didn't get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Baden's now in our soundproof booth and he's doing a little dance. He's doing a little dance, make a little low, get down tonight.
That's why I sent him in there.
You're looking at me like I'm an idiot. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the very first question.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Absolutely.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck, mate. Apart from your partner, what could you say you have a love affair with?
Your car.
Name somewhere you might put a pen.
In your pocket.
Name something you associate with cowboys.
Horses.
Give me a reason you would close a door.
Because it's open.
Name a type of tea.
Chamomile tea.
Excellent work, mate. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Comfortable? You happy?
I'm hoping.
It's set around. Oh,
thank you.
Righto, you. You look tough on the outside, but you're just a smoothie on the inside.
Absolutely.
You're like a caramello koala. Apart from your partner, what could you say you have a love affair with? You said...
cars.
Man after my own heart. Survey says...
Oh.
Looks like it's only you and me that have that love affair.
That's us two.
Yeah, exactly. Name somewhere you might put a pen. You said...
in your pocket.
Put a pocket, your pen in your pocket. Survey says... Yeah. 33 is a great response. Name something you associate with cowboys. You said... horses. Survey says... 27. Brilliant. I love this one. Give me a reason you would close a door. And you said, because you're such a literal thinker.
Because it's open.
Because it's open. I love that answer. Does it translate to points? Again, I think it's just you and me.
Yeah.
Name a type of tea. You said... I think you kind of went camilla.
I'm in chamomile.
Which is chamomile tea. I took as a loose translation. Survey says... Eight. All right, 70. Not a bad result, Fred. Head back to family. Let's clear the board. Welcome back, babe. How's that dance go?
We could take that on the road.
To win $10,000, you need 130 points. So maybe not the happy dance right now because you've got a little bit of work to do. I'm going to ask you the same five questions and you're the second player. So it's a little trickier. You'll get an extra 5 seconds, OK? And if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Fred's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Baden. Apart from your partner, what could you say you have a love affair with?
Family.
Name somewhere you might put a pen.
Pocket.
Try again.
Handbag.
Name something you associate with cowboys.
Hats.
Give me a reason you would close a door.
Stop a draft.
Name a type of tea.
Green.
Excellent job. Ready? Do it one more time. Right.
That is ridiculous.
Apart from your partner, what could you say you have a love affair with? You said... family. Lovely answer. Survey says...
The top answer was food. You need 130 still for $10,000.
Name somewhere you might put a pen. You said... In your handbag.
What colour is it?
Usually black.
Oh, lovely. Survey says... Survey... Now, Fred had the top answer of pocket, so you did well there, Fred. You need 123 for $10,000. Man, you we're going well here. Name something you associate with cowboys. You said... hats.
What about their hats?
Big hats.
Survey says... better. Fred, once again, had horses the top answer. We're in 97 now. We're close. Give me a reason you would close a door. You said... stop a draft. I like that. Survey says 7 only, I'm afraid. Had you said cold, you would have had the top answer. Name a type of tea. You said green tea. What I do know is you've got the top answer, but is there 90 or more in it for $10,000? It's a pretty good answer. Is there 90 for $10,000? No, 42 though. Mate, great try, mate. Well done. Good on you, Fred. How about the family? Commiserate. Not $10,000, but you know what? Still time to party because you've got $10 for every fast money point. And they're back again next time for another shot at $10,000. Hopefully, maybe going to win that car as well. Stay tuned for the project. It's news for all the family. I'm Grant Denyer. Don't just have a great night. Have a wonderful night, Australia.